Hi there, and welcome to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And really, what we're talking about today, and we're moving forward with talking about vision and multiple sclerosis and vision issues, vision problems with this chronic disease of the central nervous system. And the one thing that they talk about is in terms of initial symptoms, things that push people to even think or notice that something's wrong is with vision problems and eye problems and like optic neuritis. And we are going to talk about optic neuritis and other vision issues with multiple sclerosis. But I would love to turn it over to Jennifer, because this all started, this whole conversation started with you. What happened?
Well, as we've talked about in the past, I am getting a little older. And I have been able to squint my way through the past 19, 18 years of our marriage. And we were at a ball game recently. And Dan giggles because I thought the score was 10-3. And it was basically 1-3 or something
like
that. It was like
1-0, dude.
Well, okay. So that was my first like real Jennifer can't see. But then we were driving home from the Loons baseball game, which is here, this minor league team about a half an hour away from our house. And we're driving home and holy cats, there was a person walking on the side of the road because we live in a college town and that happens. And oh yeah, I didn't see the person. And that's when Dan had the conversation. Jennifer, you want to get your eyes checked sometime soon?
Well, because we pulled up. I mean, it's a dark street. And, you know, because it's like, what, 11:30 at night by the time we got home, coming home from the baseball game. And we're coming up and there's this, it's a dude walking on the road and you freaked out. And I'm just like, you mean you didn't see? I mean, plain as day, you know, from like 100.
Plain as day for you, glasses.
Well, and
but four eyes.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, but no, these are things because I found that my vision isn't as good as it used to be. But and we'll address this later in the episode. But just how you don't give MS all the credit, because reality is, we're getting older. And I mean, and the reality is people have vision issues, whether or not you have MS, whether or not you're, well, I'm 50, you know, yeah. I wasn't going to say 50 years old and you're going to say I'm only 48, but you know, but it is, those are just things, that's just human nature. I mean, people's mm-hmm. vision gets bad as you get older, as things change. But really then talking about multiple sclerosis, I mean, we'll be clear that you not being able to see the scoreboard or the person down the street or me having to adjust my glasses and things like that, that's not necessarily a multiple sclerosis thing. But in talking about MS, and we say it's like one of the first things that or symptoms that people notice that drives them to the doctor to say something's wrong, and it is problems with your vision. What about you? I mean, in talking about this, I mean, what was your experience with multiple sclerosis and vision problems, and was that something that was an issue of yours early on in your, if I may call it, an MS journey?
Yes, it was.
Tell me about it.
I was diagnosed back in 97. And I had seen my primary care doctor for numbness in my hands, numbness in my feet, and then numbness in my hands. My doctor was able to explain those away. But when I went back to see her about 6 months after the numbness in my hands and feet, I had my left eye wouldn't move. And it was very distinct because my eye wouldn't move and I saw two complete different pictures. And so my doctor couldn't explain that away. Never mind that I had just incredible pain in my eye, like a stabbing pain.
Did you really have pain?
Yeah, I had. Really? I had tremendous pain. And wow. So I went back to my primary care doctor who referred me to an ophthalmologist. That's why I'm more comfortable seeing an ophthalmologist, mm-hmm. because that was the type of doctor that gave me the primary, the first indication that it could be multiple sclerosis. And so I went, I did some Selumetrol to deal with the inflammation that was on my optic nerve. And then I did get a diagnosis of MS a few days after I saw my primary care doctor. But in the grand scheme of things, it took me about 6-8 months before I got my diagnosis. But it was that vision trouble that gave me the first big symptom that you couldn't ignore away.
And that's interesting. I guess the question then is, that was the initial phase. And I mean, we've been together, you know, dating, marriage and stuff, 21 years and marriage, 18 years. The question is, have you had any MS vision or vision related issues because of your MS since then?
No, thank God. I've been... Yeah, occasionally when I'm hot, I get the where my visions get, it kind of waxes and wanes, much like the disease of multiple sclerosis. Sometimes when I'm hot, I can't see as well, or things don't look as sharp. But I've not experienced the eye pain maybe once or twice in the course of all these years we've been married, but nothing that's lasted more than like an afternoon. So I've been lucky, but you know, we're talking about me. How about you, Dan?
And that's the interesting thing is that for me, I never had, in terms of like initial indications or symptoms or flare-ups or anything, I never had anything that was vision related. I know that the one thing that they talk about, and we will have a link to this in the show notes to several resources talking about eye issues and multiple sclerosis, but they talk about how it affects one eye, things, maybe the pain, the discoloration. But I had just a little backstory for everybody in listener land. I had an accident when I was like 11 months old, when I was a kid, and something with a piece of glass and a vase in a storm, and I was on the floor and the piece of glass cut my eye, my right eye. And so I have absolutely no vision in my right side. I'm completely, totally blind. It's not even like, oh, is it dark? No, dude, there's nothing there. It's like if you were to have an eye in the middle of your chest, it's just like there's nothing there. So I've often wondered if, you know, when I was first having other MS symptoms, like with numbness in my hands, feet, whatever, it's just like, what is it entirely possible that had I had vision in my right side, maybe optic neuritis was affecting the right side of my vision, but I never noticed because I'm blind?
That's really interesting. And I wonder... Wow, Dan, that's a deep, huh?
Well, okay, because here's the thing. Go back to your eighth grade biology class, because is it not things where it says like for your vision, it's like really the left side of your brain impacts, you know, or the vision. But I guess to my question is, it's just like, so if the left side of my brain, yeah, is controls the vision, but if it controls the left side of my body and I'm left side weak, So would that make sense that could I have had issues on the left side of my brain that impacts the right side of my vision? I'll do some more research on that. But as far as what I understand, I guess it doesn't matter. But it's
I wonder about that because it's your optic nerve. I know that when I had inflammation, when I had optic neuritis or any of the other MS vision problems, it's the nerve. It's the optic nerve. So I would assume that if I had optic neuritis in my left eye, that it was my left optic nerve that was inflamed. So if you're listening to this and you know how to educate Dan and Jennifer, I mean, we can look.
Learn us, please.
Yeah, please. And I'm curious. I also forgot that I had nystagmus, which is just like my vision would like bounce around.
I was going to say, learn me some more. What is?
Yeah, it was just very bouncy. That's
really only,
like I just, and I think if memory serves me right, because I am pushing 50, that like I could look at something and thank God I haven't had this problem in a while. But my eyes would kind of like just bounce around.
Really?
Yeah. It's interesting. But I know that there's color vision that some people lose. Some people do deal with that nystagmus, the shaking of the eyes. Some people have pain. Some people have blurred vision. I know that when I was first diagnosed with MS, my mom had a coworker who also was living with multiple sclerosis who did lose her vision completely.
Really?
But keep in mind, you know, that's 30 years mm-hmm. ago, and there's so many more treatment options available now. But yeah, I mean, vision is a big thing to deal with because, I mean, for you, Dan, are you afraid, you know, now that you've opened up about being... Hey, you have vision in one eye and you have no vision in the other. Do you worry about anything happening to your good eye?
Yeah, I think that's always been a concern. But I mean, I never really thought about it. I never really cared. I mean, to think about this, just how oblivious I think or carefree I always was. When you think about when I was a kid, we'd always go fishing all the time, and think of, you got a hook and you get something snagged, or you get with the hook and stuff, and how many you've heard stories of people fishing and, you know, the hook goes wry and you get it in the eye. And you, I mean, and it wasn't until my sophomore year of college when I was having, you know, issues with my eye. And then this opens up a whole can of worms thinking back, but the reality is...
No fishing pun intended.
No. I didn't even go there. I see what you did. But it is the issue, because until my sophomore year of college, I never wore glasses. Did not need glasses.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, and so it was through that issue that I went to an eye doctor who said, you need to wear glasses all the time. I mean, you should be wearing them especially when you go fishing, you should be wearing safety glasses. So I was like Bill Ambeer when I was fishing, because I would put safety glasses on because you don't want to have a hook go and get in your eye, because he just really pushed more about the protecting of my left side. And so, yeah, I mean, in terms of, yeah, I guess I was always living with that. But in terms of MS, yeah, I guess there are questions, concerns, because then I was going to ask you, I mean, when you had your initial multiple sclerosis, everything that was dealing with vision, when you are having trouble seeing the person walking on the side of the road at night, or you can't see the score of the baseball game, I mean, does that send a red flag up for you, or is it just more like it's not MS because you get a sense that it's just you need glasses?
I think that I do have a sense that I need glasses. things aren't as sharp. I don't have that pain. And I would imagine if I had that pain, I would attribute that to MS. And my vision is just worsening. I did wear glasses sporadically when I was first diagnosed. Forgive me for making the joke about you being a four-eyes, Dan, because that's insensitive, but I did.
Well,
that's just how kids in the 70s and 80s refer to people with glasses. But I did have glasses when I was first diagnosed because I had a cover for the eye that was my pupil was not abducting and it wouldn't move. So I had a cover for my glasses and I joked that it looked like a toilet seat. I just snapped it on my glasses and it covered my left eye so that I didn't see two images, because that was nauseating to see two.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just, you know, we're talking about this, but I'm thinking for everybody out there in listener land, you're dealing, I mean, what about you? As you're listening, what was your experience with multiple sclerosis and eye issues? And did you have any kind of vision issues that led to your diagnosis? And we would love to hear about it and add to this conversation. If you could just send us in through email. I mean, email us at acoupletakesonms@gmail.com and let us know what your experiences were with vision issues and multiple sclerosis initially that led to your diagnosis or shortly after. I mean, because when I'm talking that I didn't have anything like that early on, you talked, Jennifer, about when you're hot. And that's where we've talked, you know, that when I used to run in the heat towards the end of my run, I would get overheated of sorts. I mean, I would just get really hot. And I would have in my good eye this blank spots, little vision black holes, if you will, just spots. I mean, to where then running down the road, not being able to see the cars necessarily, but I'd have to listen to make sure there weren't any cars on the highway. But again, then once you cool off, or once I cooled off, everything was restored.
And that's always frightened me as your wife to know that you were running.
I should have not said anything.
Well, shoulda, but you did. And, you know, that is the truth, that, you know, that other sense, our hearing, it supplemented when your vision wasn't there. But I do know that when I'm hot, I occasionally lose my vision. And I haven't had problems. I would be curious to know from our MS community if they have dealt with vision problems after their diagnosis. I feel that I've been very lucky. I know that I'm concerned, or I'm cautious, should I ever get pain, that I will see a doctor. And furthermore, you know, going back to our conversation, tomorrow is the beginning of the week and I will make an appointment. I will call to get my eyes checked because I am pushing 50. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to say. I'm not pushing too hard, but it's closer than it used to be. I want to get my eyes checked. And if I have to wear glasses, I want to adjust to that. But I'm an old dog and glasses are a new trick. And I... You know, I've asked you, we both have commented that we don't like to wear sunglasses. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to see what wearing glasses on my face will be like.
And that's interesting that when we talk about sunglasses, and I always feel that really I don't like the sunglasses. And I think that just because I can only see out of my left eye, and eye doctors have said this, that I have like better peripheral vision in my left side, just because of the adapting to not having that. And so when I wear sunglasses, it makes me dizzy because then all of a sudden I have the peripheral and I can catch a lot of the sunlight that's not blocked by the lens So it's like, then as I'm moving, it's like I'm getting a lot of, it's almost like overload of sensation, because I can zero in on, you know, the field of vision with the shaded lens. But as I'm focused on that, I'm catching all the activity that's a different light.
I would imagine that would be kind of like a strobe light or something, kinda, where you're just getting, ooh, that would be nauseating. Ugh.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because that's what I tried, you know, or like when we would drive and I got new glasses. And speaking of aging, then when I got like bifocals and everything, and you got your transition lenses and stuff, and I tried putting on the sunglasses as we were driving back to Iowa for something, and it was sunny, and just the constant motion of the cars and stuff, it would just, it threw me off. But then when the people say, oh, you should wear sunglasses because it blocks your whatever harmful rays to your eyes, it's like, dude, there's only so much I can do.
I get you on that. Now, this has been an interesting conversation, just talking about how MS can affect the optic nerve, and you can have nystagmus, diplopia.
And that's like double vision.
That's double vision, or the optic neuritis, which is the pain and the inflammation. Mm-hmm. And again, that's treated by, for me and my experience, I did Salmeterol, and that helped reduce the inflammation. But I can't undervalue how important it is to go to an eye doctor. Mm-hmm. And I have just ignored that for our 18 years of marriage. Congratulations. Yeah, we're almost 18.
Almost there. Congrats.
And so
your focus on vision, I mean, I'm not being snarky or whatever, but I mean, you're like me when my report card in elementary school, like Dan, shows inconsistent effort. I mean, so it's not like you haven't gone to an eye doctor in our 18 years. I mean, off and on, but not diligently. And I think that's the big thing with vision and MS. It's like not every vision issue is multiple sclerosis related. And so that's why it's so important for people with MS and just everybody in general. I mean, just to maintain that constant contact with your eye doctor, especially when you're talking, Jennifer, that it was an ophthalmologist who gave you the first indication that what you were dealing with, you know, could be MS.
And that is very interesting. We've talked about it in the past, that when symptoms or challenges we're dealing with are not attributed to multiple sclerosis, we can explain them away or we can ignore them. And MS gets the seniority or the more credit. And so you're right. And just because this is in a flare up and I don't have pain doesn't mean that this eye change isn't important. And I will see a doctor, or I will call and try and make an appointment so I can get in with a doctor to deal with my eye changes. And hopefully maybe I'll get a new pair of cute glasses.
Well, and that's the big thing is with the vision and everything, and that we can't attribute everything to multiple sclerosis. This is like, what a glorious thing if you can go to an eye doctor and they can fix the problem, because it's not something like MS that's just something you have to deal with. This is really something that they can fix with glasses or whatever vision things they can do for you. I mean, so.
Absolutely. So I will make a doctor's appointment, stop squinting, which my skin will probably appreciate, and those wrinkles that I'm sure I've earned through squinting all the time. I will address that and get myself, hopefully, a pair of glasses.
I literally look forward to it.
Again, I see what you did there.
Oh, we could go on. But anyway, yes, check in with us. Let us know out there, what vision issues have you had with your multiple sclerosis, and how have you dealt with this, and or with it? And you can connect with us through our website is acoupletakesonms.com, where you can email us at acoupletakesonms@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at @CoupleTakesOnMS. So thank you again for taking the time to listen and hear about our eye issues and what we can do to fix it, where we've been, where we're going. So until next time, we are A Couple Takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman, and I'm walking.
I'm Jennifer Digman, who's rolling.
And together, we're moving forward. Take care.